talk to you guys tonight about relationships, and I want to talk about, as women, sometimes the things that we put up with and the things that we choose to go through for a man that we love. I was literally listening to Selena Gomez's song tonight. I don't know if a lot of you know who she is. I'm sure most of you do. Selena Gomez, very amazing singer. I think she's on a new TV show on Hulu as well. And of course, we know her because she also dated Justin Bieber. So I'm listening to her music tonight. And she has this song out that she performed at the AMAs in 2014. It was called "The Heart Wants What It Wants." I love that song, you guys. I love it. I literally listened to that song like 3 to 4 times tonight, literally. And I even watched the video on YouTube, even went back and watched the performance that she did on the AMAs to that song. And I just remember the look on her face, her voice, her saying, "Thank you, Jesus," in a whisper. Her taking deep breaths in and out, because that was such a powerful song that spoke volumes. And she did all these things because it was her first time performing this song. She even said in the interview she did with Ryan Seacrest that she had even showed Justin Bieber the video and let him hear the song. She said she sat in the room with Taylor Swift at her house, and they listened to the song. Taylor Swift listened to the song like 3 or 4 times, supporting her. And she spoke on how when she filmed the video, they taped a microphone under a desk, and she just under a desk, and she went in a room and she just started recording her feelings and venting, and she just was crying. And you see that in the video. You see the pain on her face, even as she's performing the song, because it was the first time she had debuted that song for the world to see. And you really can see what the song was about. She spoke on how the song was about her and Justin's relationship and how he was imperfect, neither was she. And they had been through things, and he hurt her and she hurt him. And the point, that song just spoke volumes to me. It spoke volumes to me. It does something to me every time I hear it. But particularly, I want to speak on this song tonight as it relates to a lot of women and things that we will put up with and go through for a man that we love. If you listen to the lyrics in the song, and I'm going to break the lyrics down for y'all a little bit, and I'm going to tell you guys why I'm so talking about this song so much, you guys, and I'm going to get you, this whole episode has a point to it, and has a reason why I'm talking about it. All right, so give me a minute. Let's see. Okay. As you look at the lyrics, she says at the end, towards the end of the song, she says she thought he was the one. I thought you were the one. I can't sing, y'all. You know, she says that. And as you're reading through the lyrics, she talks about, you know, the future being unclear, him not being home, her not being alive until he called. There's a million reasons why she should give him up, but she can't because the heart wants what it wants. How he disappears and makes her wait, and every second is like torture. She said there's no happy ending. All right, guys, but as I said, it's like when you really break down those lyrics and just what she was saying, and if you watch the video, you see the passion. It really, really just spoke to me. Sometimes the reality is we can love someone so much, and we can think that person is the one for us. You would give that person the world. You would do anything for that person, and you're just waiting for them to see it. It's almost like you feel invisible to that person to a certain extent. You're like standing. It's almost like, let's say you're at school and you have a crush on a guy, and you're waiting on the corner for him to walk by to get to his class because you want to look at him, you want to speak, you get excited, you have this girly crush on him, and as he's walking by, he doesn't even notice you. He just keeps cutting the corner with his boys, doesn't even look your way, doesn't wave, doesn't do nothing. But then as you also see, then in some of those TV shows, when you actually see that stuff happening on TV shows, you know, for entertainment reasons, you'll see other girls be walking by with the guy or something like that. But the point is that we see these things happening. And it's like you would give everything for that person. You just want that person to see you. You want that person to notice you. You want that person to give you what you're giving them. You're giving them so much of you, but yet you're not getting no time. You're not getting no effort. You're not getting anything. But as a woman, most of us, because we are just, I think some of us are raised to be strong and supposed to be, and we're raised and taught in some of our households, you stand by your man no matter what, blah, blah, blah. You no matter what he do and what this and that, we're taught that. Not all of us in our homes are, but most of us are. Majority of people are, not all, but some. And then you have the grandparents from back in the day who've been married for like 50 plus years. Like, well, you got to stand by him, honey. Do this and do that because I stayed by your grandfather for 50 plus years no matter what he did. And we have that mentality of staying and staying. No matter how much pain we're enduring, we're sitting in all that pain. We feel the pain. We're getting hurt every day. If not every day, every other day or once a week. Regardless, we're getting hurt. But yet, no matter how much hurt we have, no matter how much pain we're being put through, we say, I love this person. So you keep going through the motions for them in hopes that they're going to change, that things are going to get better. And it's like you start to hold on to a, it's like in the beginning, you start to hold on to a really tight rope. But you know, as ropes, what happened with ropes? When ropes have a knife get cut to them, they cut in half, right? And then, or if you, let's say the rope is getting, if you have a bad, let's say you have a bad rope that you're hanging from, the rope is getting rusted and untangled. As you're hanging, the rope starts to get really that low. You know what I'm saying? When the rope gets that thin, gets a thinness to it because it's about to break apart. So that's pretty much what it looks like as you're hanging on to something because you want it to work so bad. You've wanted this all your life. It feels right. It feels good. And you love this person. So you're going to put up with all the pain. And then she's, like I said, Selena Gomez spoke in those interviews and on her relationship, she was in pain. She was hurting. She didn't understand what was happening. But at the same token, she loved him. She wanted it to work. She thought he was the one. She put everything she had into that relationship. And I feel like it's sad because so many of us women tend to do this to ourselves. We tend to hang on to something that we should probably be letting go of because we don't realize the pain and the hurt that is causing us. I've been guilty of this so many times, you guys, but I really probably dated the wrong guy. I should have been cut ties. I should have been let go, but I kept hanging on because in the back of my mind, I was like, I love him. I want it to work. I don't care what he does. And you know you're hurting inside, but you don't know how to get out of that hurt. So you just stay there. And the problem is with staying in that hurt is you're going to keep getting hurt over and over and over again until eventually you get to the point where you cannot take it anymore. And then you either lash out, you snap, or you finally do walk away. But at that point, you're looking at yourself in the mirror like it took you 50 damn times to get hurt to walk away. You get my point? Instead of walking away in the first two times we were hurt, we just stay 50. We let it keep going on 50 more times before we finally say we're done. And by that time, the damage is already done because we've hurt ourselves. At that point, we're already in so much pain and we're hurting. You know, the damage is done at that point because we never walked away from the first two or three times of being hurt. We just stayed and kept letting the people don't realize that when you're in pain and when somebody's hurting you over and over, it's like wearing scars all over your body in a sense. It's like you sitting there falling. Let's say you fall off your bike and you scrape your knee and you're bleeding. You're just putting a Band-Aid over all the pain, all the hurt. And you're telling yourself it's going to heal. It's going to heal. Yet it's not healing because you have to understand. Growing up as a little girl, my mom would always say, Sherelle, don't wear your Band-Aid too much because if you, it's okay to put it on for that day, but take it off the next day and let your wound heal. Let it breathe because when you got the Band-Aid on, the Band-Aid is covering it so it can't heal, it can't breathe. And so when I would take it off the next day, I would start to see that my wound was healing. The skin would start to peel and it would start to grow back in and it would start to get better. But when we're covering up our pain and everything with a bunch of Band-Aids, it can't heal. because we're not even acknowledging it. We're just covering it up like, oh, it's nothing. Let's bandage it up and keep going. And then you're adding more wounds onto your body and bandaging it up. And at this point, you're covered in band-aids because you haven't took any of them off. You're just covering your wounds up. And what makes this so sad is that this is so common for most women. Not all, but most. We've all been there before. We've all been a fool for love. We've all had a man that we thought we were so in love with and so caught up in that we literally forgot and lost ourselves behind that man. We listened to his BS. We listened to him tell us he loved us. He was going to do better. He was going to call you that day or text you that day. He's going to show up and he doesn't show up. We listened to that man tell us, feed life into us, and then left us with nothing in a sense. And this is not to say that all men are bad, because some men just don't know how to love. They weren't taught or raised to love by a mother, by a father. They just don't know love. Now, other men just merely just don't care. They just do it just to be doing it. They don't care how many times they hurt you. And it's like sitting there watching somebody cry, and it tears me up inside. It tears me up inside, y'all. I was actually watching a YouTuber last night. I'm not going to say her name, but she did a video, broke my heart, broke my whole heart, talking about her marriage falling apart, how her husband left, and she really was covering for him this whole time. Y'all may know who I'm talking about, and if you do, that's fine, but I'm still not going to say her name, but she had been covering for him this whole time. The marriage had pretty much went left, but yet she was making YouTube videos with him like their marriage was great. Turns out he was a narcissist. He was an abuser. He was horrible to her. He was abusing himself as well, hurting, harming himself, and treating her horrible. And this whole time we're watching them on YouTube, looking up to them as a couple, because I even subscribed to their channel thinking they was, oh, this is a nice couple. And really, their marriage was never what it really was supposed to be or what it seemed. It was what they portrayed to YouTube, but it was never that. And she finally confessed and said everything. And it was like, to watch her cry in that video and break down the way she did, it just goes to tell you how a person doesn't realize how they can break a person down. People don't realize that when you get into relationships sometimes, and they're not healthy relationships, that you get broken down so bad. You get beaten down. You get broken. And you have to be the one to try to pick yourself back up. Because once that person leaves, they're not coming back to pick you up off that floor. You got to get up off that kitchen floor, that bedroom floor, and you got to pick yourself up. Especially if you got kids and other things and work and things to take care of. But you still got to pick yourself up. And you're still, even though you pick yourself back up, you're still broken. Because I'm going to tell you something. I spent a lot of time in my life broken, y'all. From men who did not love me as they said they did, who did not care about me, who abused me verbally and mentally, who just did not care about me and treated me horrible, and they broke me down. I remember, I never forget that day. This probably was a year ago, where I literally told my mom, I said, Mom, I am so broken. I am so broken. And I just remember breaking down in the kitchen because I literally, she looked at me and she said, I know you are. And she hugged me because she knew in that moment that I had been through so much, and my mom has watched me go through so many bad relationships. She hates to see me get hurt. It pains her. In fact, sometimes when she sees me get into a bad situation, she'll try to warn me. But because, you know, being an adult, I try to make my own decisions because I be thinking, oh, I know what I'm doing. But I'm going to tell you something. My mom has never been wrong about any of the guys I've dated. Never to this day. Never been wrong. Every time she says something about a guy that's not right, I always tell her, oh, you're wrong. And in the end of the day, she's always end up being right. Because in the end, the guy ends up revealing himself. Then I see that, oh, my mom was right. And I have to go back to her like the walk of shame and say, Mom, you were right. Moms know things. They've been there. They've done that. They see things. And I'm sure I'm going to be the same way with my daughter when she starts dating. She's 5 years old, so I got a few years to go. But the point is, when she does start dating, I'm going to be the same way. I mean, you're able to see through people. And I just remember saying I was so broken. And I still feel that way, to be honest, y'all. I'm not even going to lie, because I've been through hell and back with men. I just have. It gets to a point now where I don't even trust people. I just don't. It took me a lot to trust my boyfriend, because honestly, when I met him, I was not in a space to want to trust somebody. He had to break my walls down to really get to know me and to really figure out who I was and to get inside my head a little bit, to get to know me and to develop something more than just a friendship. But I will tell you one thing. I don't like people getting close to me. That's just something I don't like. I don't like really opening up to people. I'm very private and closed off for many reasons because I've been through so much. I don't trust people the way that most people probably would trust people. I don't trust people. I don't trust their instincts. I don't trust what they may or may not do to me. And that's just how I am. Like, if I was to ever have to be single again, I probably would not date because honestly, I don't trust people. But sometimes it says a lot, you know, and a lot of us women that are the ones that choose to get broken down and stay, a lot of us don't have self-esteem. I never had good self-esteem about myself at all. Never liked myself, never loved myself, treated myself horrible because of past pain and trauma that I had never addressed until I got older. And that's what caused me to make all the bad decisions I was making. You know, a lot of times we don't know, but a lot of men, they know when we have low self-esteem. They're not stupid. They can look at us and tell we're insecure. They know how to feed off of our insecurities and how to break us down. And we, being women and being weak and not having that self-esteem, we're just letting them beat us down more because they think they have that control now because they know that we don't care about us. We don't love ourselves. They know our self-esteem is pretty much damaged. So why not take advantage of it? Which is sad. But we waste so much time on the wrong people. And I was listening to a Pink song tonight too, the song called Try. And she said, why do we fall in love so easily, even though we know it isn't right? And that's a good question as well, because why do we do that? We literally will meet somebody, start to like them a lot, get to know them, get into a relationship, start to say that we're in love, even though it's not even a good situation for us to be in. And all the signs are right in front of us, but we don't follow them because we're ignoring. A lot of times we see red flags in a person. We see the red flags. They're like literally right in front of us. And what do? We ignore them. We put our sunglasses on and we block them out because we, in our mind, we love that person so much. We don't even want to see the red flags, even though they've been presented to us 1,000 times throughout that relationship. We put the blinders on to them because we look past them. And then as time goes on, those red flags just keep getting more and more and piling up to you out of like maybe 5 or 6 boxes of red flags in your house because of that one person. And it's like, then you want to get out. But it's like, you think to yourself at the same time, didn't I see these red flags in the beginning? But yeah, I stayed. But now I got 5 or 6 boxes of red flags from this person in my house, right? And it makes no sense. But a lot of us use the excuse of love, 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 because I've been guilty of that. I still feel like I do that sometimes, to be honest with you, where I'll say, oh, I love this person. I love, love, love. And I'll say, that's why I stay, because I love. But it's like, people don't realize love is not enough. Love is not enough. You need more in a relationship than love. If that love is causing you more pain than happiness, is it really good love or is it bad love? And a lot of people are good at manipulating you to get you to stay. They know you have 1 foot out the door and 1 foot in. They know you're complaining about the relationship. They know you're not happy. So they're going to do all these manipulation tactics on you to try to get you to stay. And then all of a sudden, you're starting to feel good because you're thinking, you talk to this person, things are going to go different. They're going to change and you believe in them, but nothing changes. But in those moments when they're trying to be manipulative to you, they're going to say, yeah, this is going to change. Everything's going to be different, Sherelle. Everything's going to be different. I use my name as an example, y'all. But we believe it. And it's not true. And I think that's why healing is so important. Because the issue we have, I think, within ourselves and as women sometimes is that we don't love ourselves. And we're not healed from past trauma. And then we get into these other relationships thinking in our mind that this is right. This is different. And then we get deep in and it's not no different than the last one we had or the time one we had before that. It's just like, I don't know. You know, it's painful though. It really is because what bugs me the most is when it's that person that's been hurt so much. And they have the sweetest soul in the world. And you can feel it from them. They are such a good person. They have the biggest heart. And they're like, oh, I found a good man. And I'm so happy. And we're believing it because we're seeing cute pictures on Instagram. And we're just seeing this person become alive again and feel good about themselves. And they feel something. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, you know, we realize that this person is not as happy as we thought they were. And we're starting to see different things and changes in them because the relationship is not what they wanted it to be anymore. They're getting hurt over and over. And then it's like, for them, it's the end of the world because they've been through this so many damn times. They're tired. Getting heartbroken is so tiring. And a lot of people want to play victim blaming when it comes to that. They go, oh, well, it's, a lot of men say to us, well, you picked the wrong men. This is your fault. You shouldn't have laid down with him. You shouldn't have did this and that. And the third, why is it my fault that I went out, chose to date a man who I believe was a good person and I got played? It's my fault because I got played. That's like victim shaming to me. And a lot of men do that. I've encountered men that'll say to me, well, you got hurt because of this and that, and because you did that. And why'd you do that? And this is your fault, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's my fault. That's like someone who got sexually assaulted and we victim blame. Well, you shouldn't have wore that short skirt to the party. That's why you got sexually assaulted by that guy. That's victim blaming. And we got to stop doing that. Because at the end of the day, and men need to stop doing that to us, and we need to stop doing that to them. Because at the end of the day, the reality is, we all have gotten played, men and women. We have. And the reality is also, what bugs me is, why say that to somebody? It is not our fault that we got on a date and that met a guy who we thought was a good person, and he turned out not to be anything we thought he would be. It's not our fault, because a lot of people are misleading. A lot of people can speak with their words. They know what to say to get you to believe something that's totally not true. And then sometimes you can meet a man out in public at the mall somewhere, and he can ask for your phone number. We think he's a good guy. Went on a couple of dates, and he turns out to be a scumbag. That's not our fault. Just like it's not a man's fault if he goes out and he meets a female and he gets his heart broken because she cheats on him. Is that his fault? If we said that's your fault for choosing this girl because you met her at the mall, you knew better, that's victim blaming. And it happens a lot, and I think that's crazy to me. It's no one's fault for going out and looking for love or finding love wherever they find it at. Because a lot of times, like I said, when you're getting to know someone, most people are not going to give you all of them when you're first getting to know them. They're going to show you the good parts that they want you to see because they're trying to win you over, obviously. So you're not going to see the bad parts in them in the beginning, because why would they show that to you if they're trying to win you over? As time goes on, eventually they're going to reveal themselves. I always say this to everybody I encounter. I always say people always reveal themselves. People will show you who they are eventually. It always comes to the light. Always, always, always. I remember one time dating a guy who cheated on me. We were having a whole phone conversation. He tells on himself. Now, I had a feeling he was cheating on me, but he kept trying to cover it up. But eventually, we settled on that phone call, and he basically came out and said he cheated. Now, I laughed when I think about it now, but it's like it came to the light because I had a feeling already, and he told on himself. That's why I said anything done in the dark will definitely come to the light. I've had guys cheat on me, which sucks. I had another guy cheat on me. Literally, this was when I was in my 20s, though, y'all, so I was young. He literally was texting another female behind my back. I did not know he was cheating on me. I'm working every day because at the time I was in my 20s. I was working at Burger King back in the day while I was in college. But anyway, and he was texting this female behind my back. He told me that I cheated on you because you work too much. I said, so you want a female that don't have a job and is broke? I'm real confused. That's what he said to me, y'all. I went through his phone when he went in the store. I know, like they say, you shouldn't go through somebody's phone because you're going to find what you're looking for. And I found what I was looking for. I sure did. Finally found out that he was cheating on me. And that relationship was ended that day. But I want to say all this to say is that he was doing that behind my back and he got caught. Was it worth it? No. And so I always say that to say people always reveal themselves. I've been in so many situations where people will show me one side of them. And then as I get to know them, I'm seeing a whole different side. And it's like, because people don't realize is that they start to get comfortable. They show you this really nice, good side. And then as time goes on, they start to get comfortable. At this point, they start to unpack those clothes. They start to put that blanket over. And they start to get real comfortable with you. And at that point, once they're comfortable, they're going to start to reveal themselves. They got a little too comfortable. They had a little bit of alcohol or something. Now they letting everything out, right? So if you are in a situation right now, in a relationship that you may not be happy in, or you suspect your partner of cheating, or you just are thinking some things are not right, go with your gut instinct always. On top of that, remember that that person is going to reveal themselves eventually anyway. So just sit back and get some popcorn and watch the show, because it's going to happen eventually. But I say all this to say that dating has changed so much over this course of the year. We're in a new generation. We're around a new crowd of people. Everybody dates differently. Everybody looks at dating differently. The biggest thing I have is that, and I think my boyfriend got mad at me for saying this, I don't know why, but we were talking about relationships and cheating and stuff like that. And I said to him, I said, if you are ever going to cheat on me, why not just break up with me and then go do what you want to do? He said, oh, so it's that easy? You just break up with somebody and go do what you want to do? I said, I would rather for you to break up with me and then go do you rather cheat on me while we're together. Because what sense does that make? We're in a whole relationship and you're cheating on me and I'm sitting there staying with you and you smiling in my face and coming home to me every night knowing you're cheating. I'd rather you say, hey, Shira, I don't want to be with you no more and go do what you want to do. That way we are not together. You can do you and nobody has to feel, nobody gets hurt. He thought that was like, why would you say that? It's just that easy. I'm like, no, but I'm a big on people do. I'm big on if you want to do you, let the other person go so you can do what you want to do. The biggest thing people do wrong nowadays in relationships too is people don't be upfront about what they want. You'll tell somebody you want a relationship. They'll be like, oh yeah, I want that too. And then realizing they really don't want that. I'm so sorry, y'all. Every time I get to record and I get interrupted. Sorry about that. But back to what I was saying is that, you know, we just got to get back to people not hurting people. But like I was saying, people will say they want something, they don't want something. And then, like I said, I'd rather a person break up with me before they cheat on me. It's not about, like my boyfriend says, making it easy. It's basically saying I'm not going to hurt this person, so I'm going to choose to leave instead. Because I like when a man is upfront with me. If I'm talking to a man and he says, Sherelle, you know what? I just want sex from you. Because at that point, I can say, hey, I don't want that. And we can just either be friends or we can stop talking. That leaves the door open. Or if I say, I don't want a relationship and he wants one, I can say, okay, goodbye. I've read guys' bios on dating apps and they'll literally say, I'm looking for a relationship. If you don't want that, swipe left. I've had guys say, I'm just looking for a hookup. Swipe left. If you don't want that. So it's so much easier when you're just upfront about what you want. I remember my ex of 2 years that I dated literally said to me he wanted marriage and kids. I remember like a year or two, and I think a year into our relationship, the topic was brought up again. And he goes, I never said that. And I'm like, I literally remember us sitting on your couch in the same spot we're in now. And you looked at me and you said you wanted marriage and kids. He goes, I didn't say that. So sometimes people will say they want things and then go back and retract it because maybe they never really wanted to begin with. But they said it to appease you because it's a new relationship. So you got to understand, y'all, people are just a mess at times. They're just a mess. And you just have to roll with the punches sometimes. But I wanted to break this all down for you guys because the reality is that it's about loving yourself. It really is. It's about putting yourself first. It's about... All right, guys, I apologize for so many segments being in this episode, but every time I get to recording really good, I get interrupted and I have to keep stopping it, so I'm re-recording. It's probably like 5 or 6 segments, but y'all understand. Again, next time I record this, I promise to do it in a quiet space. But anyway, I'm back in my room, so it's quiet again. But anyway, so I say all this to say that relationships are not perfect, you guys, but I also feel like as women, we've got to get our strength together. We got to get our strength back and we got to love ourselves more to not stay in a place that makes us feel bad. And like I said, a lot of it is that we just don't have that self-esteem. We just feel like, well, some of us don't want to be alone. We want a man so bad that we choose to stay with somebody who treats us like crap, even if we know in the back of our mind it's not right. And that's just the sad truth about relationships and love, that we put up with more than what we deserve sometimes. More than what we should be putting up with, basically. And it's not fair to us because it's like it's men out there that really are willing to give us the world. We stay with men who aren't giving us that. And that's why I posted that episode, The Truth, because I wanted you guys to see that although I'm in love, although I'm happy sometimes, there are times when I'm not happy. There are times when our relationship is not perfect, when we go through ups and downs and I'm sitting there and I'm sad and he's hurting and we're going through things. So I wanted you guys to see that. Even if you're in love with somebody, it's not perfection. It's not a Cinderella story with a fairy tale. Being in love sometimes with somebody, they're going to hurt you at times. Not intentionally, but you will get hurt every now and then. You might get hurt. Again, it's never always intentionally. Sometimes not intentionally, but it happens. So I wanted you guys to see that nothing's perfect. Nothing's what it seems all the time. Sometimes you get hurt. But this is why I chose to go back to therapy too, you guys, because in July I'll be back in therapy, and I can't wait. And I even got, I'm getting back on my medications as well for depression and anxiety. I just felt like going through everything I've been through over the course of the past few months, having panic attacks lately and anxiety up to a 20 and depression, I did not want to, I don't want to live like this. I don't want to not be on medications and I'm living like this. It's not healthy for me or for my daughter. It doesn't help me to sit here and have a panic attack every day and be freaking out of my, freaking like I'm jumping out of my skin every day. Can't function. I'm at home working and I can't even function at my desk because I'm hurting that much. So if I have to go through all that, I'd rather be on medications to help me. It's nothing to be ashamed of. You have to get on medications. You got to do what you got to do for you. If it makes you feel good, do it. And for me, that's what I'm doing. I found a new doctor who can see me in July around the same time as my therapist. And that's what I'm going to do. So I say all this to say, you guys, that, again, nothing is perfect, but you do what's best for you. You do what makes you happy. You do what feels good to you. It's life. I know it sucks. It does. But the reason I want to break down these lyrics to these songs is because I wanted you guys to see that a lot of times song lyrics, they really do speak volumes to who, to our relationships and to our love lives. If you really sit back and listen to the lyrics, they're so meaningful. They mean something. And they, we can relate to them, which is why we tend to love music. Like, it's this song by, it's this song by Her. Anybody heard of the singer Her? She has this song. I love the song. I can't think of the, trying to pull the song up now. I don't know if it's going, I hope it don't cut the recording off for me doing that. But she has a song. And I'm just going to pull it. I don't know if it's going to let me pull up the lyrics, though. No. Okay. I'm going to pull up the lyrics for that song. The song is called I'm Not Okay. And when I first heard it, I was like, wow. Got me in my feelings because it had me thinking about my relationship to a certain extent. Basically, in the song, she talks about not being okay. Lord, you guys. I keyed in the wrong dang song. All right, I think I found it. All right, no. Jesus Christ. All right, y'all. All right, got to some. Okay, so the song starts off by saying she's sick to her stomach. She's 4 a.m. She can't sleep. She's in and out of the city. She's worried about where her man may be. She asks, like, where does he go? What does he do? She says she's not okay. She's losing her faith. Trying to find a balance in trusting him and trusting herself. You know, she talks about holding on to something that she doesn't need. And that it feels like everything's slipping away. So, when I first heard that song, I'm not even going to sit here and lie to y'all. It reminded me of my relationship with my boyfriend because I literally sometimes think like that when he's out with his friends or when he's doing something and I haven't got a text back or a call right away. I'm wondering, like, what is he doing? Who is he with? And is he good or not? But again, a lot of these songs we listen to, that these love songs, they resonate with us so much. It's another song called I Love You by Leighton Green that I love. That's another good song y'all should check out. Another song about a relationship where she loved this man so much, couldn't imagine nobody else being with him, and she got her heart broken. So, a lot of these songs, which is why I titled this Breaking Down the Lyrics, a lot of these songs are relatable to our love life. We don't even always see it. And, you know, I just want anyone listening to me to know you deserve the world. You deserve the best. Don't settle for less. Know your worth and love yourself. Because someone out there will see your worth and they're going to love the hell out of you for it. I also want you to know that relationships are not easy. They're give and take. Sometimes you will get hurt, like I said. It's never intentionally, most times. I hope not anyway, because if it's, this person is intentionally hurting you, then you definitely don't want to be with them. But you got to pick and choose your battles. You got to pick and choose who you gonna be with, you know? Are you going to stick it out with this person? Are you going to leave because you know you deserve better? Because like I said, again, if your house is piling up with all these 6 and 7 boxes of red flags, this is my, like an episode of Fear Factor. You got to grab the flag, right? You got a whole bunch of red flags and these all sitting in these little boxes in your room. Something ain't right. And like I said, take them blinders off because you know you saw that red flag. You just don't want to see it in your mind because you love it. You too in love right now to see it. But like I was reading something on Instagram where it said sometimes God will allow this person to keep hurting you over and over to get you to see that you need to leave them alone. He's going to keep letting you get hurt by this person because he knows that person is not right for you. He's giving you signs and showing you red flags to leave them. You're not leaving. So he's going to let that person keep hurting you until you get to the point where you have to leave. And that's why I mentioned that. You will go through things like that where you're going to continue to let yourself get hurt until you can't take it no more. And like I said, by the time you finally get fed up, you've already seen 50 red flags at that point. You got to clean up all them flags out your kitchen, out your bedroom now. But I will always say this is better late than never. Better late than never. But the point is we have to know our worth. And we have to know that we're loved. And we have to know that love should not cause this much pain. It should not. Love's supposed to be beautiful. So anyway, guys, I'm gonna go ahead and end this, but check out all those songs, y'all. Just know your worth, love yourself, and continue to prosper for you guys. I love this episode that I did, and I'll be doing more like this, so check it out, guys. Peace and love.